November the 14th, 2018, Ohio House of Representatives, bills for third consideration. House Bill 228, Use of Force in Self-Defense. To modify the state preemption of local firearm regulations and to relate remedies to assign to the prosecution the burden of disproving a self-defense or related claim. To expand the locations at which a person has no duty to retreat before using force under both civil and criminal law. To limit the use of affirmative defense of self-defense, defense of another, or defense of a person's residence under both civil and criminal law. To modify the concealed handgun licensing law regarding the carry of additional identification and a licensee's duty to keep the licensee's hands in plain sight. To modify penalties for illegal carrying a concealed firearm or improperly handling firearms in a motor vehicle. To expand the offense and penalties for unlawful transactions in weapons. To repeal the required posting of warning signs regarding the possession of weapons on specified premises. To provide an affirmative defense to improper handling firearms in a motor vehicle for handguns in the vehicle without the defendant's knowledge. To generally bar any subsidized residential premises lease from requiring a tenant to agree to a restriction on a lawful firearm or firearm component or ammunition within the tenant's dwelling unit, and to exclude certain firearms from the definition of sawed-off firearm and dangerous ordinance. Gary Hunter, General Counsel for the Ohio Municipal Attorneys Association.